Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Very excited to talk to our next guest. We're out to the Ryan Fields and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenience. They will find number one contender Kamaru Usman joins us there. Thank you, Kamaru. Appreciate the time, man.
Thank you guys for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, we're looking forward to it, man. We actually just saw you recently. Leroy and I went out to the Titan show not too long ago when you were broadcasting. And things got crazy there, man. Right, Leroy?
Yeah. I mean, from a professional standpoint, you had to ask the questions that you asked. But was Suarez out of line by continuing to go after him? Because I was always told that they keep going until the official stops them.
No, I mean, this is that very type of situation to where his side's not particularly wrong. The opposing team's side is not particularly wrong for feeling the way that they felt about it. You're a mixed martial artist. You're taught, well, this is not boxing where it's you knock the guy down at the 8 count and the guy says you have to back off and let him get up. No, it's not that type of game. You gotta go in for the finish. And Suarez was in absolute, he had the right to go in and continue to try to go for the finish. But in good sportsmanship, once you hit him with the first shot, you realize this guy's out. He was out before he hit the ground.
Right.
You didn't need the other. You didn't need the other three, four shots that he delivered while this guy was out. You didn't need those. So in that sense, I think it was a poor sportsmanship on his end. But he had every right to do that. And on the other end, the team, those are your team. Those are your teammates. They're there. Those are your coaches. They're there to help guide you and protect you and things like that. So when they see their guy is out and the other guy's not stopping, he's continuing to hit him, of course their tempers are going to flare. If anything, I would blame the referee.
Right.
That was the referee's fault for being slow to get in there and stop it. That's his job, is to be in there and keep those fighters safe. So if any blame is to be thrown around, it goes towards the referee. I don't blame either corner or either side.
Is there any way you could describe to people who haven't been in there, Kamaru, that kind of emotion that you feel, like the highs and lows when you are with that opponent? Because it feels like you're saying, like, you kind of got to have an awareness of where your opponent is, but also it is a sport where you're both in a cage and it's best man survives.
Yeah, but, you know, this is how I approach the game. This is not there to kill my opponent. Yes, at the end of the day, we're modern-day gladiators, but at the same time, I'm a human being and my opponent's a human being. My opponent has a family and that he has to get home to, as do I. So if I was in that situation, I would expect my opponent to be sensitive enough to know that and not damage. And vice versa, I wouldn't put my opponent in that situation. If I know he's out with the first shot, I was raised in good sportsmanship like that, to where I will back off. I would not do that. It happened, you know, but that's kind of the fine line of the dangerous game that we play.
So, you know, I mean, doing shows like Titan, you get those guys who are hungry and they're on the come up. Do you think about those times at all right now, Kamaru? Because you are in line for the title. You're fighting for the belt in about 4 weeks' time. I mean, that's... Do you ever think back to those days of your crawl up to the UFC to get to this actual moment? Because it's a huge deal, man. You could be world champion in a month's time.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I absolutely do, because this is and I watch these Titan fights and I cringe sometimes. And these guys are putting it all on the line. It's almost, you know, just it's extremely motivating to watch what these guys are doing, for because you're starting out at the bottom. When you first start out, some of these guys, you don't make money. We make less than those guys make less than minimum wage, absolutely less than minimum wage. If they had, they would make more money working at McDonald's than they would for what they put themselves through going through these fights. So these guys, man, these guys are tough guys. I watch them fight. They lay it all on the line, man, and it just, you know, it's just added motivation of where I've come from. I remember fighting like that. I remember grinding through all these, you know, these smaller promotions and these circuits. And Titan FC does a phenomenal job. I mean, for a show that's set down here now, they're starting to expand worldwide. I mean, they do a phenomenal job of getting all these guys opportunities to get to that next level.
Was there ever a point where you thought, I can't do this anymore? Because I got to imagine having that kind of, that burden of basically risking everything. You're putting your body on the line, you're making no money, and maybe not knowing that there's going to be that potential of fighting in the UFC for championships. Did you ever think about not continuing to pursue it, or did you always think you'd get here?
Every day I think about it. I still think about that right now. It's a psychological experiment as well. It's not just, oh man, everything is peachy, everything is all sunshine and rainbows just because I'm in the UFC. No, it's still a struggle. And any world champion will tell you that it's a struggle each and every day. Like, it's not, it doesn't all just go away just because you're there. Because you can lose at everything, and you know, God forbid, you can go in there and take a kick, and boom, everything is gone. You can't fight again. So this is just a sport. It's a dangerous sport that where you can never get complacent. This is not like a football when you have a, you know, $20 million contract and 10 of it is guaranteed. You know, it's not that game. So each and every day is a struggle. Each and every week, each every month. It's just part of the deal, part of the game.
Now, one of the things that I totally admire all MMA fighters with is, look, I play football, and when you practice during the week, you don't practice the same way you do in a game. You take it a little bit easy. But in order to perfect your craft, when you are training, you have to go at it when you train. How difficult is that? To constantly have to go through that to say you're getting ready for this upcoming fight. How long that's before you question. Stop training like that?
That's a good question. I was actually talking about this last week. We were practicing just counters and blocks, just little things like that. And when your opponent attacked, counter attack. And one thing about me is, I came from wrestling. I'm a wrestler.
Right.
So if you know anything about wrestling, my hips are tight than a mug. I mean, I can't moving those things and being loose enough to do some of these things that some of these strikers do. My hips are extremely tight. So we were practicing finishing with a head kick. And the only way for me to properly execute this kick is if I do it live. Like, I go it full out. And so I'm thinking, I'm like, well, I can't drill this. I can't do it light because I'm so tight, I can't even get my legs up there. I can't open my hips up like that. But if I do it live and full out, then I can do it. So I was feeling bad for my opponent, my drill partner, because every time I'm throwing this full out live, and I know it's hurting him. Because even if in a real fight, even if you block the kick, it still hurts.
Right.
I felt a little bad before him, and then after we talked about it, and I'm just like, man, it's a crazy sport that we do because it's very hard to replicate or drill certain right. things without going full out.
Is there anything, because now that you're fighting Tyron Woodley, by the way, we're talking to Kamaru Usman, he's fighting at UFC 235, March 2nd, for the welterweight championship of the world. Getting ready for Tyron, who's a really established champion, he's absolutely fantastic. When you have a guy who's ran that much and you have this goal in mind, do you tune into every one of his fights? Do you have a good breakdown of what you think I can do to beat him? Or is it more of a focus on yourself and you're kind of just the same guy in every single fight? How do you approach that?
I'm a little bit of both. I've had my eye on Tyron for a long, long time. I mean, and he even mentioned something about it in our last press conference to where he said, do I remember what I asked him? Yes, I remember. When he was a newly champion, I remember being at one of his after parties because me and him are cool. We have no, it's not terrible beef in any way, shape, or form. So I was at one of his after parties, and I remember asking him. I asked him, I said, how do you feel? How do you feel being a champion? How does it feel now that you've achieved it? And he, you know, kind of gave me a roundabout generic answer. But what he did is let me know, right, with him bringing it up last week, was he felt that that was me kind of kissing up to him or any way like that. What he doesn't realize, is that's me sizing you up years ago. Years ago. I asked you that question because I wanted to know how it's going to feel when I take that off of you. And so it was one of those things. I asked him, and he answered, but then I'm like, okay, I will get this belt off you, bro. And so the time has come now. On March 2nd, I will take that belt from Tyron Woodley and become the new welterweight champion of the world.
Kamaru, it sounds like you don't need really any motivation, any extra motivation at all to go into this fight for the welterweight championship. But Vegas does have you as the underdog, and it's the first time you've been an underdog in 3 or 4 years. Does that play into it? Do you use that to your advantage?
No, I don't care. Like, Vegas can't determine what's in my heart. Vegas doesn't know how long I've ran at night. In the middle of the night, Vegas doesn't know how much extra work I've put in than Tyron Woodley. Vegas doesn't know all the extra drilling that I put in, or the extra partner that I called on the weekends and said, hey, let's get extra work. Vegas don't know all that. So Vegas can't account for that. All they're accounting for is, oh, this guy hits really hard, or this guy doesn't hit hard. So they make their odds. I don't really care. And it's refreshing at some point to be the underdog, because now I really get to make people a lot of money. You know, people always message me and say, hey, I won money on you, but I had to bet $800 just to win $100. But now they get to bet as much as they want to really win money.
So, there you go.
It doesn't matter.
One more question. This is off the beaten path. So yesterday we did a story. Whereas in a mountain off of near Fort Collins, Colorado, a hiker was on a trail. He's walking along. He hears something behind him. He turns around. It's a juvenile mountain lion, right? This mountain lion comes at him, and he fights off the mountain lion and kills the mountain lion.
Allegedly with his bare hands.
Allegedly with his bare hands. So we're a little bit skeptical, but supposedly this is a true story. With all of your skills, you've got a wrestling background. You're in the UFC. Do you think you could fend off and kill a wild mountain lion?
Juvenile.
I would mess that mountain lion up. That's not even a question. It's either me or him. So I'm messing him up. So I think I saw that. I saw like a headline of that, and I kind of chuckled, and I didn't read the whole story. But, you know, I actually lived in Colorado for a couple of years. So, yes, I know there's a lot of them out there. But, yeah, man, mountain lions are dangerous. If they come at you, it's either you or them, and you got to defend yourself. So I could see it, but in me personally, yeah, I'd probably put them to sleep in a rear naked choke.
Then, like, go to sleep, kitty cat. Go to sleep.
I definitely put him in the choke and probably whisper in his ear as he's going to sleep.
Man, come on, we can't thank you enough for the time.
Thanks, man.
We're wishing you the best of luck coming up March 2nd, UFC 235. Bias fight. You got John Jones' return. It's going to be back on that. He's taking on Anthony Smith. Kamara's going to be fighting Tyron Woodley for the welterweight title. Hey, man, when you're doing your victory tour, come back here with the belt next month, all right?
Yeah, next time you do one of those Titan FCs, we're going to come holler at you, too.
Hey, man, you know I'm going to be out here. I ain't going nowhere.
All right.
All right, cool, man.
All right, appreciate you guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Man, it's Kamara. It's been good.
Hey.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we've had a couple of cool dudes. We've had some cool guys on.
Shh, cat. Shh.
You say you go.
It's all over now.
Go. You go say like Debo. Go to sleep, kitty cat. Go to sleep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.